And, of course, we're very pleased to have with us today the chief of the Catawba Indian Nation, a gentleman by the name of Brian Harris. And he just has a little bit of things going on in this world today. And we thought we would capture him for a few seconds to say, how the heck are you since the last time we saw you? You all right?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm fine. So tell everybody just a little bit about your background, if you would.
Well, my background is I have a couple degrees in business and business administration. I've served my tribe for 20-plus years in different various aspects of boards and committees. I was first elected to our executive committee in 2011. Now I'm, of course, elected again last year as chief. So not new to the executive committee, but definitely new to this role.
So the terms of a chief, are they 4 years?
Five? 4 years.
Four years. Yes. So you have to stand for re-election for 4 years.
Yes, and okay. I am 1 year into my first term.
1 year?
Already, yeah.
Have you had enough going on in your first year?
We have a tremendous volume of activity, for sure.
Well, let's take the biggest one, which, of course, you apparently have been able to work out whatever the stumbling blocks were.
Yes.
For moving forward with a full-blown casino.
I told you I would.
You told me you would. Yeah, I didn't distrust you. The good old exit number 5 right there on I-77.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So give me some background as to how you were able to work all that out.
Well, through a lot of ups and downs, determination, drive, ambition, and vigor, we didn't give in. We didn't back down. And so we came to an amicable agreement that's both advantageous to the tribe. And so through these negotiations, we were able to get more land, better easements, and overall better surroundings for our casino and the residents of Cleveland County. And so the former parties involved are no longer. We are free and clear. We stand on our own, and that's the way Catawba wants it, and that's the way my people want it, and that's what we did for them. And so we're moving forward. As you know, we have done our groundbreaking.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a big success. We had a little celebrity there, if you will. He's a very good friend of Catawba, and he supports us. So,
His last name doesn't begin with a T, does it?
It does. Yes, it does.
It wasn't Mr. T, it was Mr. Trump Jr.
That's right.
That's good. Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you. So, as you say, there were a bunch of... It seems as long as I've been talking about the Catawba Indian Nation, it's been one obstacle after another obstacle after another obstacle.
Right.
And I got to take my hat off to you. You guys, you never gave up. And
yes,
I mean,
sir.
You've been working on this now for 30 years?
That's correct.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember the Catawba Indian Nation settlement decades ago.
Yes.
And you thought that would allow you to do X, Y, and Z, and then next thing you know, you're in competition with the state of South Carolina.
That's correct.
For a lottery. You tried to work through that. That didn't work out.
Did not
work out. Then you got this up here, and you got that all straightened out. Then the Bureau of Indian Affairs got involved and said, no, we don't like this partnership. You're going to have to work that out.
That's correct.
So you just had one thing after another.
We did, and we adapted like we always have for thousands of years, and we overcome the situations, and we've put the responsibility back in our hands, and the control for the Catawba Nation rests in the General Counsel, our people. So for that, I'm grateful and thankful, and if that's the only thing I get done in my tenure, then I'm fine with that, and I can go home.
Yeah, I understand that. So you have how many acres up there at the intersection?
Well, we initially started around 17, but we got nearly 40 out of the deal by the time we were done.
Whoa, good for you.
Well, that's, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you what we was going to do.
Now, I want you to paint me a picture of what's going to be there after a couple $100 million is spent.
2,200,000 square foot. It will have, of course, parking deck. It'll have all the amenities that any other casino resort will have. It'll have two casino floors, and it will have a 400 and approximately 20 key hotel, approximately 25 stories high. And then, so that's phase 1, 2, and 3. Phase 4 will come in with our convention center and our entertainment area, pools and cabanas. But our first three phases will be up and running in January of 2027.
By January of 2 years,
mm-hmm.
You're going to get this first phase open. The first phase would be?
Parking deck, two casino floors, hotel tower.
All that?
Yes, sir.
A couple of years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Woo! And then the next phases would be?
The convention center,
right,
and the entertainment area.
So this whole thing would be done by what, 2029?
A little earlier than that.
A little earlier than that.
Yes.
Golly day.
Yeah.
So when you put all these pieces together, you got to obviously have partners to run all this thing, like the hotel.
Uh-huh.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
So you got to you partner with some kind of hotel chain to do this?
We are not. We're going to do it ourselves. I told you Catawba don't like partners. And we're not going to have them.
Okay.
Not unless we definitely need them.
All right. Well, somebody's got to teach you how to do this stuff.
Exactly right.
All right. So you hire somebody to help you teach.
And that's what last time you interviewed me, I spoke about consultants. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have.
Consultants versus partners.
That's right.
All right. Now, does that apply as well to the gambling side of the business? Because that's a big deal.
Right.
That's a big, and you get a lot of people looking over your shoulder on that one.
That's right.
State of North Carolina.
NIGC, yes.
Yeah.
That's the big one, IGRA.
So there are companies out there that do this.
Yes, sir. Yep, and the good thing about it is that there are a lot of tribal-owned companies, you know, that own these type of businesses and supply machines and, you know, in the food service, food industry and stuff like that. So, but Delaware North is world-renowned. It's a multi-billion-dollar company, and that's who we're going to be consulting with as far as our food service and our hotel arrangement. And so we're going to learn and grow from them and continue that relationship as well.
Mm. Boy, oh boy. That's, you know, running electronic machines is one thing.
Right.
But when you get to a casino floor and you're playing blackjack and you're playing roulette and what have you, that's a whole nother step up in terms of gambling.
Yes, sir. I don't personally gamble myself, but it's very intriguing and amazing to me. You know, we have a table game school up in Kings Mountain. You know, we already have live table games now. We put them in 2 Mondays ago.
Did not know that.
I told you we was going to do it. And so we did that. And so even though we're temporary, we did go ahead and put in the live table games because that's what our customers want. And
right.
So, and as we build the new facility, Casino Resort, the old facility will come down in phases as well. And so whenever the modulars are out of there, currently what we're in now, that's going to free up an additional 5 acres
to
build our convention and our entertainment area for our concerts and all that. So. And so I'm already working on another site in North Carolina for our second casino. And the plan for me is when we tear down the modulars, we move them straight to our second site and do it all over again. Because, you know, we are guaranteed 3 locations in North Carolina.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was 3. I knew it was 2. But you got 3 locations.
Absolutely.
Woo! You want to tell us, give a sneak peek as to where that's going?
I cannot. But we're honing in on them right now, though.
So I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
The Cherokees don't like what you're doing because they're one of the obstacles you had to overcome.
Yes.
So maybe you might move site number 2 a little bit further down the interstate, closer towards the Cherokee, and compete some more with them?
No, sir. Like I mentioned last time, if they stay on that side of Kings Creek, we'll stay on this side.
Okay.
So they can get 1/4 of the state, and we'll take the rest.
Okay.
With the Lumbees.
Well, glad you mentioned the word Lumbees because – we got this official press release from you here few weeks ago regarding this agreement that you have struck with the Lumbees. You need to explain that to me.
Of course, you know, the Lumbee and Catawba have shared interrelations as far as family members and economic opportunities, social opportunities, cultural opportunities throughout the decades. And we are intermarried like we are the Cherokee, but we are also intermarried in the Lumbee and vice versa. And so we thought we should put our money where our mouth is and support each other in unity. Because in unity there is more strength, you know, rather than stand alone. And so that's what we come to. And the chairman there, John Lowry, is absolutely an outstanding leader himself. And so we came together and we come up with this agreement to stand together as one instead of separate to promote and secure economic development opportunities in the future for both tribes, socioeconomic diversities for both tribes, cultural issues for both tribes, and so because the state of North Carolina is a very big state, and so, you know, we're kind of central locale in the state, and of course, Lumbee has the western part of the state, the eastern part of the state, around the coast and all. And so in these areas that we should stand together and promote Native American issues, Native American causes, especially that of the Lumbee and the Catawba. And this agreement solidifies that in writing, and it's a promissory note, if you will, that's able to be revamped yearly. So we'll come together and every year, and we'll see if it's working, if it's not working, what needs to be changed, if things need to be changed, and we'll move together.
So this agreement that you have with the Lumbees, mm-hmm. does it involve at all your future plans with the casino? Are they going to, help you man that thing, staff that thing, consult with you on this thing, whatever?
Well, I can't speak to that right now. That's another agreement coming.
Another straight talk show down the line.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, this is good. So now, I know nothing about the Lumbee Indians. You said they're on the eastern side of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Have they pretty much been in the same condition that the Catawbas have been,
yeah,
fighting to try to get ahead?
They are. They were recognized federally in 1959, but wasn't given all federal rights. They were state recognized in the 1800s, 1885 or so. So they're already state recognized, and they're federally, quote unquote, recognized, but they haven't been given all the federal rights that they should be afforded. And so they have a bill in Congress. It's called the Lumbee Fairness Act. And they're saying, well, you recognize this, and you put it on paper, so give us our benefits. And so at the end of the day, the Lumbee should deserve their federal recognition totally and in full. And of course, we support them in that, and then they support us in our revamping and hopefully the removal of the settlement agreement we have with the state of South Carolina, which is very anti-sovereign in nature. And we need to overcome that and get it changed. And so that's one of the things I'm working on, as well as with a lot of other things.
So explain to me, because it has been decades since I've read these. The agreement with South Carolina. What things in there do you want to get rid of?
Well, first of all, the state of South Carolina has control on who we can and cannot put on our enrollments. That's unheard of in Indian country. To me, that is a type race-based language that absolutely keeps our numbers down. And by keeping our numbers down, we're not able to grow as a nation. And it also is a very harsh detriment to our sovereignty and to our tribal government, because the less people we have, the less tribal enrollees, the chances for our government to strive and survive and be repopulated diminishes every year.
What else in that thing don't you like?
Well, like you said before, now we cannot game in South Carolina because we gave up those rights. We're not able to have a casino under IGRA in South Carolina because the state of South Carolina afforded us the gaming
bingo,
not the bingo stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Now we have enhanced bingo, but now there's no use doing that with the state having the lottery.
Right.
And so we opted out of all of the casino in the ability to have these poker machines, if you will.
Right.
And 1 year later, the state of South Carolina changes the law. And so that took us out of the game. And they implemented their lottery. So that's a big drawback to where we can't even game in our own home state. And so we're trying to introduce legislation this year. We need three sentences changed in that settlement agreement so that we are able to gain in South Carolina, and that's our intent. And so it has some limitations on taxes and taking land into trust and things like that that we're not going to recognize and we shouldn't recognize as a sovereign nation within the nation. And when I talk to senators and congressmen, I don't think they really totally grasp the aspect of being federally recognized. Not only is Catawba federally recognized in South Carolina, the Catawba Indian Nation is federally recognized in North Carolina now, and we have been granted our aboriginal lands back, which is six counties in North Carolina. And when we went to court and we won, and we have established our aboriginal lands back in North Carolina, now we are recognized in North Carolina, as you know. And so we're recognized federally in two states now. And so, but ironically, it's our home state of South Carolina, our backyard, if you will, that's really encumbering our ability to be self-determined.
So, to get changes to the agreement that you have with the state of South Carolina, you're going to have local delegation support.
That's correct.
Right. Have you run this by any of them?
Yes, sir. We constantly keep in communication with our local delegates, especially York County, Lancaster County, Chester,
right,
and our local delegates. And then, that transcends on down through the state and those delegates. And so we have incorporated Parker Poe, which is a lobbying firm in Columbia, and they are working on our behalf to get things squared away and made right as we need it.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting conversation because, you know, gambling in South Carolina, everybody just puts their hands up at it, although we do it every day.
Yes.
With a lottery.
That's right.
And I wonder how that argument would be made. I guess it would be, listen, we're already gambling with a lottery.
Right.
What's the difference between the lottery and a poker table?
Well, I think, to me, it's an eye-opener of what the state of North Carolina has done for the Catawba and the revenue that it's bringing in. And the taxes that the state is getting off of that, and so less than 30 miles from here. And so, you know, if the powers that be in South Carolina, if you will, the state legislators, the congressmen, you know, if they want that economic revenue, that economic driver, if you will, to support schools and, you know, all the charitable foundations and organizations in the state, then they'll eventually come around. I don't see them not, because the ability for us to do what we do in Cleveland County in the state of North Carolina is in the millions of dollars. And so unless they just say, hey, we don't want that type of revenue coming into the state, I don't see why they would say that. They're going to have to eventually change their mind. And they need to correct a wrong anyway. That daggum settlement agreement is 30 years old. It's outdated. I was a child, and we have grown. The children have grown, and we understand, accept, and appreciate that it's outdated. It doesn't fit our needs, and the state of South Carolina needs to correct a wrong.
It'll be an interesting discussion, that's for sure. Now, you mentioned in North Carolina you've been granted land rights in six counties. Is that what you mm-hmm. said? So what does that mean? Does that mean that you could buy pieces of those in those counties and they would become part of the Catawba Indian Nation?
Correct.
Which means they would be subject to Catawba Indian Nation rules.
That's right. Sovereign. Yep,
they'll be
put in trust by the Department of Interior, the federal government, and as mm-hmm. such, they are sovereign lands with all rights reserved for the Catawba Indian Nation and all laws and ordinance thereto.
And so if you wanted to take a piece of that land and you buy that land, it's part of the nation, you could put casino number two on there if you wanted to.
If we wanted to, yeah.
Yeah. You're allowed three. Is that
allowed
right?
Allowed three.
Okay. Wow. Everybody following this?
Yeah. And so in being a sovereign and being the land that is in the trust, you know, we're able to do what most states can, because we are a sovereign within a sovereign. You know, and I think that a lot of the congressmen and senators don't understand that. You know, the United States government has a special relationship with tribes that are especially federally recognized, and that we are sovereign. You know, so we are basically a sovereign country within the United States, and that kind of freaks most people out. But it is reality, and that's what happens.
But you also, because you are a federally recognized tribe, you have access to special buckets of money from Uncle Sam to do whatever.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because I know at one time, this is going back a long time ago, when they were talking about extending Dayblatt Boulevard all the way over to Highway 521.
Yeah.
To pull that thing off would have to go through the Catawba Indian Nation. It didn't happen for a lot of reasons. Price is the biggest problem.
Right.
But you, if it had happened, you would have been able to bring some dollars to the table because of the fact that you were a sovereign nation, correct?
Yep. With federal road monies.
Right.
Yes.
So that project's dead.
I haven't heard much about it. As far as I know.
We would need multiple casinos to pay for that doggone thing. All right. We're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right. What we do here, ladies and gentlemen, is we tell everybody what's going on here at Substation 2, and it's in the white letters, and we're all going to chant it out together at the count of three. Are we ready, Chief? You're ready. Okay?
Ready.
At the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Well done. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI
and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop with Brian Harris. He's the chief of the Catawba Indian Nation. We're all over the place with all the things going on with the Catawba Indian Nation. I asked him if he had an extra hour. He said, no, sorry, can't do that. But, you know, in the news here, I guess last week, was the an interesting little side note that all of a sudden there's now an official Catawba Indian Nation license plate.
Yes.
To add to the 35 or 40 others that you could get across the state of South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Where did that come from?
Well, that's just one of the things that, as a tribal member and now as the chief of the tribe, that, we've missed out on for years. And it's a lot of this low-hanging fruit, like the license plate, like historical markers and things such as that, that needs to be erected in the state of South Carolina to let our residents and our people know that, hey, you have a federally recognized tribe in your state, and it's big, and it's growing, and it's doing great things. And so the license plate was signed by the governor on May the 20th. And now it is official law. It's been official law since the 29th of May. And so right now we're trying to come up with a design, if you will. We've put out a contest with our tribal citizenry, and they're going to come up with a design for us, hopefully. And then we'll take that to the DMV, and then, as you say, the rest is history. And you'll be seeing it on license plate throughout, the state of South Carolina, especially York County, Lancaster County, Chester County.
All right, now, the only people could have this license plate has got to be somebody who's recognized as a member of the Catawba Indian Nation.
You had to be on the roll. You have to have a tribal roll number, so you'll be verified before you're able to get this. And right now, the General Council, which is our governing body, has decided to leave it tribal members only, not tribal household, not anybody from the state. However, we do have the ability as if the plate gets popular. If more and more people want it, especially, our tribal households, because, all of us are not both the husband and the wife are tribal members. We have some married to non-tribals, you know, vice versa. But, you know, hey, my wife's non-tribal, but I'll be able to get the plate, but she won't. But, you know, maybe next year or the year after, you know, we could put a plate on her car if the general counsel so chooses. But right now it's just tribal members.
So how many are on the tribal roll? Who would be eligible for this?
Right now it's 2,785.
2,785. Okay.
Yep. And we're 4,025 total. That's 18 and under.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is it's part of the law right now, and you just need to go get the design. Yep. I think your logo that you've got on the front of your right here, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the this is the old seal here.
Right.
It kind of runs together. Actually, I'm gonna go to the general counsel and see if they want to revamp it. You know, kind of give it a facelift. You know, but that's totally their decision. I personally like the one. This is the seal that predates this seal, and I like this one better than I do that one. But it's not about me; it's about our people. And I think this, you know, the centerpiece here is a little busy. You know, it. This is a peace pipe, and this is King Hagler kneeling on a rock, which is the statue in Fort Mill.
Okay.
Downtown Fort Mill,
right
there at the square.
Absolutely.
That statue is right there. And but this is a peace pipe, but it kind of looks like, you know, I don't know, like a heart going on or something.
Right.
I like the entire thing about the seal, but the centerpiece needs to be revamped a little bit.
All right, let's talk about the Catawba Indian Nation right here in York County.
Uh-huh.
What kinds of projects are you involved with down there? We already talked about casinos and license plates and agreements with the Lumbee mm-hmm. Indians. What's happening here locally?
Yeah, well, here locally, we are always creating and advancing our infrastructure. We are starting phase two of our Green Earth property, which is going to be approximately 40-some houses. So we have more tribal people wanting to come home, but we don't have the infrastructure and the housing to support that. So we got to get busy doing that, and we are busy doing that. And we're going to break ground next month on this new housing development, which is phase two of Green Earth. We're putting in more infrastructure. We're trying to get self-independent, to get off the city water, have our own water plant, our own water filtration system. And so we're doing things like any other local municipality can do, and because we are one. And so we're continually doing rehab to our citizens' home. We're diving into some economic development adventures here locally. I can't speak on them right now. However, our Brookhaven lab, I was talking about the supercomputer last time I was here.
Right.
So that's pretty much a done deal. We're going to sign off on that, and that'll be up and going pretty soon. And that's through our Catawba Foundation Board. And we got a lot of things going on here, but it's localized, more specific to the reservation, as far as infrastructure and things that we need and things that we've been deprived of for years. So we're going to take care of our own first, and before we're going to take care from within before we venture from without.
Now, you last time, I don't know if it was last time or whenever it was, you were in the midst of forming a police department, your own police department out there.
Yes.
Is that up and running now?
It's up and running.
You got how many officers out
there? We got four right now.
Four officers.
Four officers, and we've got our court system in place now. I swore in two judges in January, and so now we have our own court. It's a governing court, and so we have two judges that man that. Our new Justice Center is coming at the end of Sturgis Road in our Green Earth property. It's going to be a multi-million dollar facility that's going to house our courts, our police department, and our fire ambulance.
So if something happens on the Catawba Indian Nation involving a tribal member, call it speeding or drunk driving or whatever the heck it is, you're going to take care of that judicially right there on the Catawba Nation. We won't even go into the court system here.
Well, right now, until we get our our next court, so we have a governance court. The next court is going to be our drug court, and then we're going to have a magistrate's court. And these things will occur within the next year, year and a half. And so right now we have a mutual MOU with York County, with the former sheriff and now the new sheriff, Mr. Breeden, who come and visit us. And we're welcome and glad that he's here. And we're going to expand on that agreement that we have with the sheriff, and we're going to get more patrol area. But yes, if you get caught speeding on our reservation, you will get fined just like anybody else. And until we get our traffic court up, which is the next one, you will have to go to York County still.
But the record would transfer over to, in other words, if a tribal member was convicted of speeding or whatever, that would go over to their record at York County as well. Okay. Well, Chief, we ran out of time. I knew it was going to happen. Thank you for taking your time to come here and update us as to what's going on.
You're very welcome.
His name is Brian Harris. He's the chief of the Catawba Indian Nation. And, of course, you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And, of course, our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. All right, one more time. What do we do here at Substation 2? It's called Fresh Subs and Salads. We do it 6 days a week. How do we do it is in the white letters, and everybody's going to say it at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.